Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is May 17th, 2020. Our show will be a current events show, wrapping up all this last week's events and the news stories, providing you with news that didn't hit the mainstream but should have, and clarifying items that did hit the mainstream that was wrong, incorrect, or fake news. Being that this is a faith-based program, let's start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach thousands, even millions, if you will, Lord. May thy will be done, and we're grateful for this show and our audience. Please be with each and every one of them in their homes while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. And keep in mind, the founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Now, today's call... today's show, we're going to start off with something from the Senator, Senator Burr. Interesting thing in the news this week, Richard Burr got involved with a stock trading issue. He's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he had to step down this week. There's some issues with that relating to his stock trading. That's Senator Burr. And I think we'll hear more about him this coming week. Let's talk about stimulus payment checks. Checks were in the mail. Checks were issued in the mail. Many have wondered why the dead people are getting stimulus checks. So the IRS is sending these checks out. They have not, the Treasury has not addressed the fact that several or a handful or even many people that are no longer alive, checks are being mailed to their house, made payable to them. Now, they cannot cash them, of course, because they're not living. The question is, why did these go out? And when you watch what QAnon has been talking about and President Trump has been talking about with the voter fraud in California, voter fraud in other areas of this, they're talking about the dead people that are still on the rolls, the voter rolls. And what I think Trump did in this instance was had them send out these checks using the voter rolls, and that will expose the fact that it's going to raise light to these types of things. So I think it was done on purpose. Now, the government's not out any money because you cannot cash these checks. And so I think it was done on purpose that way. And the fact that they haven't addressed it, look for that to be coming out also in the coming weeks relating to the stimulus checks. Now, QAnon made an interesting post this week relating to Dan Coats, of the who was the director of National Intelligence, the DNI. He had stepped down also previously, but the QAnon had recently posted, what was the push? Who was behind the push to get Dan Coats in? Who said that Dan Coats was a good guy and could be trusted? Now, we do know as a fact, after all this has concluded, that he's not a good guy. He's a black hat. And the question was, how did he get in there? And QAnon made a post this week saying, look into this. It relates back to the Pence senior staff of the Pence, Mike Pence senior staff. Someone in that organization was that gave the hard push to Donald Trump to bring in Coats in the first place. And so we know there's a black hat there in the anyway. But now that they've exposed him, we've got someone else in there now with Richard Grenell. It goes back to Pence once again, and many people are on the fence about Pence. The Pence, keep in mind, now he's not a good guy. He is a black hat, another infiltrator. Donald Trump knows this full well. He is the one that turned around that flight going to New Hampshire several months back and had him turn around. And I think Trump is still in the know about him regarding the recent Field McConnell comments that Pence is a pedophile himself and has been involved in at least one sacrificial killing and a murder of a child. So Pence is not a good guy. Many truthers out there still believe Pence is a good guy. Many Trump fans believe that Pence is a good guy. But when you keep, when you start to look back on the big picture of this, take a step back on the big, much larger picture, you've got to remember now that Pence himself is one of the bad guys here. And so that's another thing I think that he was responsible probably for getting Coates in as well. And so this goes very deep, and we also have wondered why this is taking so long for these arrests, these federally sealed indictments, all this to take place. And imagine how hard it would be when your very own vice president is one of the bad guys in the group. Something to keep in mind. The FDA this week ordered Bill Gates' funded program to halt. This was May 13th. Bill Gates is doing these programs that was going to set up at-home testing kits for a coronavirus program that you would be able to test to see if you had the COVID from the luxury of your own home. Now, the FDA says, no, that's not going to continue. You've got to halt that program. They're not going to be funding, not funding. They're going to halt that at-home testing kits. And once again, we get Bill Gates coming into the news, who has been in the news this entire time, leading back to the funding of the UK or the London Pirbright Institute, which has those patents on the coronavirus to begin with, much less his push for the vaccine, and not just a regular vaccine, a mandatory vaccine. So he's got his mitts in all of this. Now, an Anon on 8 Coon this last week, May 13th, made a request to Q Plus, that's the president, President Trump, to say, please have the president say it is happening in an upcoming tweet. Sure enough, Donald J. Trump tweets, it is happening. And so we get another proof. Once again, and keep in mind, there's lots of people out there that still are not into Q or QAnon, but it has been proven many times, many, many times. And right now it's too late. Q has said that for the people who are not followers or believers at this point, it's not even any use doing it because there's been so many proofs. But just this last week, again, we had one more proof from the president. Q also made an announcement this week that we found out the answer to D5. D5 was very interesting. I think it was October or November of last year. It was saying D5 will be a big event. Or big information, if you understand what D5 is. Many thought that was December 5th or D5, DEFCON 5. It found out this week, it was May 13th that they put it together, that it was really relates to Department 5. Department 5 is a high level, basically a secret government, secret behind the scenes shadow government. And that's where all this relates to. So we've got the answer to the D5. And that is Department 5. Look that up. Do some research on that. But that's going to tie into a lot of this information from Q and Donald Trump and trying to take down the deep state, as a lot of them are embedded in this Department 5 issue. The Senate panel this week moved forward with a subpoena for Hunter Biden. And mainstream news, you know, is not covering anything from Hunter Biden, and in fact doesn't like to cover anything from Joe Biden. But in the reality of it, Hunter Biden is up to his neck in these various scandals with Burisma Holdings and his dealings on a board of directors in China with these Chinese companies, and now they're going to move forward with the subpoena. So that will be good news. Now there's a company called I think it's Contact Tracing Group, the mass surveillance company funded by Bill Gates and has connections also to George Soros. They're getting heavily funded to trace people, to track people, almost like having an RFID chip to trace people. The company's called Contact Tracing Group to trace people. Just this last week, it was connected. May 13th, there was a connection to Chelsea Clinton. The site shows that she sits on the company's board of trustees for this company. So once again, we've got all these connections, not only with the funding and where the money's coming in, but people in officer positions, people in the on board related roles. And we get Chelsea Clinton once again connected to this. May 13th, also, we had a big attack on the 8kun site, the 8kun site, 8kun. Remember, we had 4chan, 8chan, and now 8kun. And when more and more of this information is breaking and seeing the light of day on QAnon, then we see the sites being attacked. That's the only place that QAnon posts is on 8kun. So once again, more information coming out here. This whole week with the General Flynn and the unmasking and all these various items, that's, I think, why we saw the 8kun site get heavily attacked. Now, the names were released in the General Flynn unmasking, and this includes Joe Biden, James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and Powers. Lots of big names. And that's when I think we saw right away, we saw that, you know, the Flynn case getting exonerated 2 weeks ago. And then last week, we saw everyone attacking the Flynn case and the unmasking and how the mainstream media does not like it, did not think it was ethical to release those names and whatnot. But once again, the facts are the facts. Now I'm going to take you to a QAnon post from today. Just this morning, QAnon makes a post that says, Flynn, Department of Justice dismissal, week one. So this was 2 weeks ago, was the big news. Last week is the FISA unmask and the D-class being made public in week two, which was this last week. This week, Q says there's going to be a D-class or classification, classified information, 1 through 99 in week three, and he has the brackets, you are here. So this week there's going to be another D-class coming. It doesn't say what, but it's going to be big news. And then Q leaves blank the following week, which is four, the fifth week, sixth week, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth week, and signs it Q. 10 straight weeks of major things in the news is what he's predicting here in the mainstream news. And this will be, I think, what he's trying to say is the public awakening once again. So 2 weeks ago, we had the Flynn dismissal that we all knew about, us on the truther side and followers of Q and following the real news. We knew this already, but now it just became public that that was his case was exonerated. Now we get all the shenanigans going on. Well, they're going to say now that may not be because he perjured himself. They got Emmett Sullivan now involved in making this up and say maybe he will be serving some time and maybe he's guilty of something else. We already know he's exonerated. This is Flynn we're talking about. The question now is, why did they go after him? Why did they threaten his son? And what does all this mean? And so that's the post about the 2 weeks ago news and versus how it got the narrative changed last week. And now we're going to see some other new major news this week. And then after this, seven additional weeks of big things. So once again, get your popcorn ready. Buckle yourself in because this is, we're going to be getting a steady drip of information here coming forward. All right, let's go back into the coronavirus, the COVID. Announced this week, this was May 13th, this last week, California, the state of California, said that all universities are going to cancel their in-person classes for the fall 2020 semester. So they're slowly getting rid of all contact, personal personal classes, in-person classes on campus. They're going to do it all remotely. And I think what they're trying to do in California is have them set the bar and have other states, or in this case, other universities and other colleges, follow suit. They're trying to get all of this to become the new normal. So watch California when all these things start happening. Once again, they're just shutting down all the fall semesters now. Now, this also last week, 5/15, May 15th, Facebook user Captain Dan Hanley, a whistleblower from 9/11, a pilot whistleblower relating back to 9/11. He's been really pushing the connections to the remote-controlled planes that were used on 9/11, of the planes that hit the towers. He has been suspended and banned from Facebook, and now this last week, booted off altogether. May 15th, he can't even get on. They have permanently banned his Facebook account on Twitter. So look at more of this censoring that's going on. This certainly did not make the mainstream news, but in the Facebook world and the truther community, this was huge news. I've had him on various interviews twice in the past, Captain Dan Hanley, and he has gone on record to say that the maneuvers used on 9/11, specifically into the Pentagon, were not ones that a novice pilot could have pulled off. And so we've got issues there with how that was pulled off. He has gone on to say the technology of the uninterruptible pilot was a technology that was there and could have been remote controlled back then. But anyway, speaking the truth can get you banned, and it certainly happened to Captain Dan Hanley this week. Now, Eric Holder went on TV press conference to publicly slam Attorney General Barr this week. And this is in retaliation, once again, for Flynn getting off. The Department of Justice now is going to face a huge backlash. Now, Q says right on schedule, once again. Q has made notion of, I think it was 2 weeks ago, to say what's going to happen with Flynn getting off and the exoneration is that the public is going to have a backlash against these guys, and they're going to try to demand Barr step down or have Barr force him to resign, step down, get fired, whatever. They're going to go after Barr. And sure enough, this week after the exoneration takes place, Eric Holder, one of the best puppets out there, one of the best water boys carrying water for the deep state, goes on TV to blast Barr, saying it's awful what he has been done. So look at that for the rest of this week as well, publicly. People publicly stating to ask for the resignation of Barr, to make him step down, the saying that he's having an overreach of his powers. Certain phrases like that is what we're going to see here in the news. Also this last week, May 12th, the FBI accidentally reveals the name of a Saudi official suspected of directing support for the 9/11 hijackers. That came out. And so once again, we get this 9/11 information coming out. They're tying it back to the Saudis. Now, we know that the Saudis had no role in 9/11 directly, but financially they did, or they could have. And so that's the story here with this. They accidentally revealed the name of a Saudi official directing support. And that's the key thing here is money being forwarded, bank transfers being made, those types of things. And that could all very well be true. Now, the question is, how did they accidentally reveal it? And this came out in the news on May 12th that they had redacted some paperwork and forgot to redact someone's name. And so that got out there. So for a day or two, that was in the news cycle, and that quickly got cycled through, and we haven't heard anything more on that. But that is also big news. Anything with 9/11 is big news. They tried to connect buddies of Trump and saying that Donald Trump has buddies in this with the Saudis, and he was in on this, and he was in on the cover-up of 9/11. Don't fall for those types of stories, because those are out there as well. But this is relating back to the FBI as a blunder that they just forgot this. Now, Grassley wrote a letter on May 12th to Barr that was very interesting. Senator Grassley's report. If you get a chance to read that, it was pretty kind of a wow factor, eye-opening, about how he handled the Flynn case and how good it was, actually. That'd be a good one to read. That did not make the mainstream news at all. So, like I said, in the Flynn case, he was exonerated. Now we bring in Emmett Sullivan, bad guy, deep state, black hat, Judge Emmett Sullivan. He is now holding things up. This is going to be another form of delay, and look for that to be an ongoing continuation of all this delays and things. And so they get Emmett Sullivan to do that for them. Now, remember Katie Hill had the seat, California seat representative, had to step down because of her photographs of her threesomes, sexual types of photographs and things like that, that became public last fall. She stepped down, which means that seat became open in California. She was a Democrat. They had an election, a special election, won by a Republican. Big news, that was May 12th. The Republican who ran did get that seat. So there's another seat that flipped recently. On May 11th, the Mexico president, on May 11th, says that he wants now the U.S. to investigate the Fast and the Furious. Now, since the Obamagate thing came out, is the Obamagate, everyone's going after Obama, and now we're seeing the mainstream news saying that that's a joke, that's it's a tall tale, it's a conspiracy, it's Trump talking nonsense and things like that. Well, we know the Obamagate is true, it is real, and it's going to get nasty. Now, Mexico is in on it, kind of piling on here and saying that we want a full investigation on the Fast and Furious. This relates to Eric Holder once again. And so these are still unresolved issues going way back. We still have the Benghazi episode back in 2012 with Hillary Clinton and Christopher Stevens, all still unresolved. We haven't gotten to the truth on any of those things. So hopefully we will get that. Now, the state of California, let's move back to that. May 12th made it, it's going to have an extension on their stay at home. The state of California is going to push 3 more months, extend the stay at home order. And this is an order, stay at home for 3 more months, for the summer months now in the state of California. Once again, they are looking for additional governors of other states, Democratic governors, to take this and copy it to their states. And so this is this new normal, I call it. First started off with a couple weeks, and then a little quarantine, then a stay at home, social distancing, all these things. They're really keeping everyone under lock and key at their own house, in their own home. People are really serving time in prison without knowing it in their own home, without having the availability to even go out. So 3 more months there, and I think when the 3 months are up, they're going to try to get a 6 more months to that effect. And when this starts dying down, they're going to say there's going to be another wave of coronavirus coming to keep these actions in place. Just look what's happening in the state of Michigan, California, Minnesota, and some others. Rick Grenell makes the news this week. As when he declassified that list of the Obama officials involved in the Flynn case. Look back in the news, there's some interesting articles when he did that on May 11th. And at first it was a threat to say, you know what, I'm going to release these names. And many took that as a threat that he would never follow through on. Well, when he did it, it woke people up. And that's what really caused this whole continuation of this Obamagate. Obamagate was trending, by the way, this week, and other types of things like that. It should have been trending number one, but Twitter had it kind of at the back, at the tail end, trending down in the 8, 9, and 10 spots on Twitter the times that I looked. Now, just news last night, multiple explosions in L.A. This was 6:30 p.m. last night on the 16th of May in Los Angeles at a hash oil manufacturer. 11 firefighters injured. Took place at a company that makes the company It's called Smoke Tokes. It's a hash oil manufacturer, and that place went up with a big explosion. Not sure what's really behind the scenes there. It seems to be more to the story. But what made the news was 11 firefighters were injured. For those who like Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits, there's a petition online petition. It's going around, that's circulating, looking for 100,000 people, 1,000 individuals to sign, 100,000 signatures to have her get Fauci, Dr. Fauci, to testify on the stand and have these two hash it out, so to say. This will be interesting. There's a big group that likes Mikovits. She's very good. She's the one who did those first round of interviews, those whistleblower interviews, that she came out and said that this whole thing is a hoax and it's staged and it's pushed forward all for the likes of guys like Fauci, Burks, Pence, and others. This is all getting pushed. So this will be interesting. I think the signatures was at close to 40,000 when I checked this morning. That'd be a good one to forward on to others. A very good article by Cheryl Atkinson came out yesterday about the media's failures. Things the media got wrong since Donald Trump took over. Since Donald Trump became president, she's got a list of 133 items that are provably wrong or lies that the media is pushed forth. That's a very good article. I've been sharing that this morning when I saw it. She goes down and notes in chronological order every time the media or the mainstream media got something wrong since Trump took over, and there's so many to count. And believe me, there's a lot more than 133. But she took those ones. She took the 133 that were easy, the low-hanging fruit, just to prove how bad and how backwards the mainstream media is. And remember, there is no left, right, conservative, liberal. It's everybody is after Trump, every single news station. They're all out to get him. And so there's your difference. It's they all want him out so bad that it is just over the top. And if you see some of the lists here that Cheryl Atkinson has, it's very interesting. Well, remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel led to do so, please click on the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you with excellent content. Please go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. That's a good thing to remember. Some of these, like I said, when I talked about censoring, that certainly does go on. Make sure to bookmark some of these things. Sign up for the newsletter as well, as if some of these sites go down, you'll still be able to be brought up with news. That is my show for the day. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is May 17th. Please go to qmap.pub to follow the latest postings from QAnon. There has been a lot recently, lots of information out there. Please feel free to share this broadcast and keep your comments down there as well. Even feel free to ask questions that we can address in future shows. Thanks for listening.